Thank you for giving customer service a call. My name is Amia. May you please provide me, how may I assist you? I'm sorry.
Okay. I'm sorry. What's your name, please?
Amia.
Amia? Okay. I'm showing charges on my account that I did not authorize.
All righty. May you please provide me the your zip code?
18052.
And your first and last name?
Cindy Petrohoy, Petrohoy.
Do you have a different name you go by?
No. Cindy Lee?
Who is Sage?
Sage is my granddaughter.
Okay.
She's 9.
What was the purchase for?
Purchase?
Did you receive any mini pods to your address?
The ear things?
Mm-hmm.
The thing that was only supposed to pay the postage?
Okay, so let's see. If you can confirm the billing address for me, I'd be more than happy to go into detail.
It's 5122 Willow Street, Whitehall, PA 18052.
Thank you for that information. Yes, ma'am. So the charge that happened on the 24th of May was for mini PurePods and a smartwatch for the shipping and handling charge of $5.95 both.
Correct.
You was to test out the product for a 14-day trial period, and if it did not cancel before the 14 days is over, then the one-time straight sale charge of $59.95 would apply to the account.
Okay. Well, I'm not interested in this. I want my money back.
Okay. So I do understand that you ordered the product for your granddaughter, and with that product,
I'll mail it back.
You going to take it from her?
Yeah, because I'm not paying $59.95 for earplugs.
I can provide you with a 35% refund.
I want $59.95 back into my account. I did not authorize this. I didn't see anything that said 14 days to cancel. What am I canceling?
Okay, so I do apologize if that information did go unnoticed, but you will be canceling, to avoid the after trial charge, which was $59.95. Now, I do understand that she may enjoy this product, and I would hate for you to have to take it back from her. I can provide you a 50% refund, and you can just keep the product.
No, I want $59.95 back. If you can't do it, then get me a manager. I did not authorize this.
We do all have the same protocol, but I can provide you the earbuds for free, and you can just send back me, pay for the watch.
No.
Okay.
If I have this problem with the watch, I'm going to send the watch back too, because there's a simple lifestyle. Is that you?
Yes, ma'am. That's just a recycle number of ours.
Okay. So that place card charged me $59.95 too.
It already charged you for the earpods at this moment. The $59.95 did not come out for the watch just yet.
But it's on my account.
It's going to process to fall off, ma'am. Just give it time. You can just return the product, and once you return the product, they will provide you a $50 refund because they do have a $9.95 restock fee.
I don't understand why you cannot just refund the $59.99.
Because you have to return the product before we refund you, ma'am. And all charges of returning it will be within your expense. That's why I provide you a 50% refund. You can just keep the product.
And where do I send it back to? Both of them are coming back. And how long is this going to take?
Until we get the product, and it will be 11551 East 45th Street. Well, 45th Avenue, actually.
Okay.
Unit C, Denver, Colorado, 80239.
Okay. I'm going to have to pay postage to get it back to you, too.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah. What a rip-off place you are. Well, this money better go back in my account.
What's
your... did not have permission.
If
I saw nowhere on that thing did it say, or said free, with shipping and handling of $5.95. That's it.
Yes,
didn't
ma'am.
Say anything about a subscription, or me having to pay $60 later again.
Expression once before, ma'am. I do apologize if those terms condition did go unnoticed. But, you know, once you return the product, you will most definitely get your full refund. I'm going to make sure I notate that information that you will be returning the product. Once you return it, they will provide you a cancellation number. I really do appreciate you for your patience, and thank you for giving customer service a call.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye.